I'm joined today with Tessa and Darcy, who both wrote and directed their plays, Voices in the Riots and Embers. You did write and direct your plays,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did, yes.
That's amazing. Cool. So this is part of the student plays at Wellington Drama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. And is this your first rodeo at this?
No. Both of us. This is our first time doing them as we did them this year in a sort of double bill, one after another. But last year, we each both did a play. I did The Severance, which was about a black dynasty of Roman emperors. And Darcy?
I did Blood of My Father, and we previewed it at Wellington in April. And it was a murder investigation based off a Greek tragedy, which we then took up to the Edinburgh Fringe.
How exciting.
Yes, yeah, so
that
crazy.
Sounds amazing. I've heard lots of good things about it.
Thank you.
So, Darcy, what inspired you to write Voices in the Riots?
So I started writing Voices in the Riots for my EPQ project because it's been 40 years since the miners' strike this year. So I thought it'd be a great way to commemorate and sort of remember the injustice that all these families and men felt. And also, I just really wanted to create a play that had a bit of, like, a Brechtian style in it. Because I've been, like, learning about that in my A-level class. I wanted something quite loud and in-your-face and fast-paced. So that was kind of the inspo, yeah.
That's really cool. And Tessa, you wrote and directed Embers. Mm-hmm. What's it about? Like, is there a particular moment that particularly speaks to you in it?
So where it all started was I was on TikTok and I saw... You know, TikTok can be useful. And I saw a quote and it said, even if it is full of love, all a ghost can do is haunt. And so from that, I had the idea of a ghost story, but not in a sinister, scary way, just sort of in like a depressing sense. And it's about a middle-aged woman who goes back to visit her childhood home, which burnt down when she was 18, and she's rebuilt it. But the ghosts of her parents and sister are there, and they... And through it, it sort of confronts her with her own grief, her actions, and leads to a sort of breakdown of her marriage.
That's really interesting. Such emotional depth explored there. Mm. And like, this isn't your first time doing it. Do you think that, like, since you joined Wellington, since you directed and wrote your first play, you've grown creatively?
Yes. I think especially in terms of understanding a play, and how to, because I write a lot, but I spend less time using the medium of plays. And this being my second one, I very much knew how to tailor my writing style to the stage. Whereas I think my first play read more like a novel I'd transcribed into a play.
That's
and I think, yeah, yeah, and I think Embers stood more as a play,
yeah,
intentionally.
Definitely. Having watched both, I'd say you definitely got that,
yeah,
in the second one. It was, yeah, definitely. It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest growth.
That's amazing. That's pretty cool. So well done.
Thank you.
Darcy.
Yeah.
How has like the drama department, like Wellington, supported you in writing your play? Have there been like teachers that have really helped you?
Yeah, I'd say I had such a good experience with Miss Walters because she directed Blood of My Father, the last play. And we had such a great time at the Fringe and I saw so much there with the teachers from Wellington that I just felt really inspired and compelled to write another one. And obviously Wellington providing the opportunity to take things to like the Edinburgh Fringe and, you know, not just, you know, preview things at Wellington. It, like, my passion for writing just completely skyrocketed
yeah,
after Edinburgh. And that's kind of like why I started writing the next one. And I think because I spend the majority of my time in the GWA and like that whole,
yeah,
atmosphere,
home away from home,
the GWA and all the teachers in there, that it's a great environment to be in, the drama department here at Wellington.
Yeah.
And you do feel very supported and very encouraged. And we had no help, did we, Tessa, from teachers,
yeah,
but that
for the
was,
second one, I think.
Yeah, that was, I think, part of the good thing about it. Though,
giving us that independence.
Yeah, we became so independent. I mean, I had 21 people in the cast,
wow,
of Voices in the Riots, with every single person, apart from the people in my year, being at least a year or two younger than me. So directing like the third and fourth form with no teachers was naturally a challenge when
absolutely
you have to get them off Clash of Clans and Candy Crush. But yeah, I think... Well, I felt a bit like a teacher through the process.
Yeah, I think it allowed us a responsibility.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why Welly Drama's really good for that. Yeah.
And like Tessa, do you think that opportunity like, do you think that all schools should provide that opportunity for students to, like, learn leadership skills, learn how to write and direct their own plays?
I think it's an avenue. Student-led theatre is an avenue for students to explore their creativity. And also, I think it allows a greater appreciation of everything that goes into a play. Because if you're part of a play simply as an actor and you don't get any input in the directing, the writing, the costume design, the hair, you don't understand the full nuances of a play. And I think by increasing student-led theatre, it will open up people's eyes to the all the different professions and occupations that go into stagecraft. And maybe so we can have drama students who love drama but don't really see acting as a path for them, understand that they could go into directing or stage management or production.
I mean, I always was actor first, and I thought that's the only thing I'd ever explore. But then I realised that I sort of started writing because I realised there was roles out there that I wanted to play that didn't exist. And so, I mean, I did put myself in both of the plays.
I mean, I put myself in the second
one. But you've got to, because I feel like when you become so passionate about what you've written, especially when you start directing it and you have to share that creative vision with other people, you've just got to be in it if you feel that strongly.
If you feel like that part is for you, and also you feel like you understand all the nuances of that part the best, I think. I think it's the right thing to do.
And we held joint auditions for
We did.
And there was so much talent,
Absolutely.
And we ended up with great people. And it was I think it was nice for both of us to work with people that weren't in sixth form. See, the upper sixth couldn't do it because of their exams. But actually, I'm really pleased they couldn't, because I feel like I might have just, you know, badly cast the
fallen into the people we know, the people we've worked with before, who've been in our previous plays. Whereas having to go look at the younger years was really eye-opening,
There's so much talent in the younger years.
And I think it also, because it was another play and the auditions for the main school plays happened so early in the year, like third formers are like still a bit timid and unsure. And because our auditions happened later in the year when they sort of all found their feet, a lot of people who'd maybe been a bit shy to audition for the main productions auditioned for ours. So it allowed us to showcase a lot more talent that hadn't made their Wellington debuts yet.
Also, we were creating roles that didn't exist in the plays that the teachers pick, because obviously they have to pick quite like universal things. But I think we both quite enjoy, you know, dark storylines. And I know in year nine, I would have loved to be approached by a sick former being like, here's a really gritty script. Let's see what you've got. Like, what can you do with this? Like, I know I would have liked that.
Absolutely.
What do you think the biggest challenge you faced when like putting on your play was? Because you directed it, you wrote it, and you were also in it.
Are we going to say the most thing? Time pressure? Like, I don't know if you felt that.
No, I didn't feel that.
That was just me then.
You had such a big cast that it was so much harder to navigate.
Yeah, because I was involved in Into the Woods as well, which is obviously only in February. And with there being February half term and Easter, I mean, when were we ever at school? Yeah, so much time for people to forget things. And that meant that our rehearsals had to be insanely productive. Like, after the first one, I was pretty like, wow, we've gotta like hit the ground running with this.
I was fortunate enough to have a smaller cast, which and less less crowd choreography. Like, Darcy had a lot of really big impressive crowd scenes that took more directing, whereas mine had more like it was very much sort of simpler in terms of movement, so I didn't feel time pressure. But I did, however,
wordy.
Very wordy. And I did, however, really struggle with one, getting the actors to learn their very wordy lines, and also directorial vision was probably my biggest challenge, and understanding how in scenes that are sort of quite sedentary to direct them so they're still engaging.
What's next? Are you going to be writing plays next year? What will you take from like the stuff you've learned this year to the future?
I mean, personally, I might go back to novels for a bit.
Really?
But yeah, I'm definitely not done with plays. I just might take a brief hiatus for my A-levels.
See, she's more sensible than I am. I'm here sitting here thinking, yeah, I'm going to start writing the next one next week. Awesome. I want to take the script of Voices in the Riots and try and make it more universal for maybe like the screen, make it more cinematic. So obviously we had three quite large physical theatre sequences, which you obviously wouldn't have. You wouldn't like turn on the TV and see in like a TV show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd quite like to try and make it more universal for film, so I could try and maybe film some of it, get a little, maybe a little TV series on the phone, maybe a little short film, get it into some film festivals, then Netflix.
Then global.
Yeah, so it all goes up from here, Leo, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what do you guys want to do after Wellington? Acting school, university?
Probably university, and then maybe a, master's in creative writing, and then... I basically want to be an author or script writer, a creative writer in some description from there onwards, really.
That's fun. I know that genuinely.
I know.
That is fun. That is really fun.
I know what you
You're
mean.
Very intelligent. That's why I applaud you. I'm going to start auditioning for drama schools in October, which is terrifying. Is that
that career industry
is very unpredictable, very unreliable, and really hard to get into. But yeah, I'm going to try and get onto a BA honours course in acting for screen. I think that's what it's called. It'd be dreadfully embarrassing if it's not called that. Mum, if you're listening to this, at some point I didn't get the name wrong.
Yeah, but drama school, basically.
Yeah, drama school, drama school.
Which will be fantastic for you.
Amazing. Well, I wish you the best of luck with all of your future endeavours.
Thank you so much, Wellington, Leo.
And for plays at Wellington in the future. And yeah, thank you for hopping on this thing with
thank
me today.
Thank you, Leo, for
thank
having
you, Leo.
Us.
Thank you so much for hosting.
What fun it's been.
It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
We were going back through and we realised that we haven't asked the all-important question. What productions do you want to see next year at Wellington College?
Do you know?
I think...
I'm set on this.
Well, I think I agree with the one you're set
really?
On. Wait, set it.
3, 2, 1, The
Crucible. Yes, I'm so... I think The Crucible would be amazing.
I think The Crucible
I also think
brilliant.
We haven't had... We've been in a bit of a spell of not having as many strong female roles in our plays. And I think The Crucible would be an amazing
definitely.
Point
I mean,
to showcase
Le
that.
Les Mis has been very male-heavy, Birdsong.
Very
male-heavy. And obviously the cast have been brilliant, but we'd like...
I think we need
like
some hysterical women screaming in the courtroom.
Or for the musical, because the theme for next year's plays is 50-50, so it has to be 50-50 girls and boys. Mm-hmm. What's that other one I thought of? Hang on.
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, God, it's flown out
about
me.
What? That.
Come From Away? That'd be really good.
That would be
that's
really fun.
Really
that'd
good.
Challenging,
really
good. But fun.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but we love a Sondheim. That's not
it's Sondheim. Not a Sondheim. Some more accent work, though, which would be fun.
Yeah, or maybe
not,
we'll do
so
Sweeney Todd again. I'd like Sweeney Todd.
I think it's a bit recent for Sweeney Todd again.
Yeah, but we love a Sondheim.
Is that are you sure that one's Sondheim?
Thanks, Leo.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for humouring me.